quiet. So that was my womb howl. I tried to do my best at mastering that or mistressing that. So just wanted to express how excited I am for this amazing call. So I've kind of intuitively come up with the title, and then, of course, my womb is like, no, that's not quite right. So the title is now at the moment, and who knows, by the end of our class, we may want to decide it's something different. But it is womanifesting, and that's woes. Manifesting. So it's not manifesting, it's the feminine way. Womanifesting with womb wisdom. Bringing in magic, wealth, and wonder via the womb space. So this is a class that is going to be full of magic, secrets, and practical action steps that you can take to start building your dream life. And we know that that includes your blissness, that that includes your soulmate clients. We'll be talking about soulmate clients and some of the Blissness 101 classes. And really, this is the foundation class. I wanted to create a class that's really a holistic class. It's not just about money, or it's not just about creating a six-figure, seven-figure blissness. It's about bringing in the way that we manifest or womanifest as goddesses. Really, before we even get into the nitty-gritty of anything that has to do with business or action steps, it's to really rewind and say, you know, we probably have been taught from age zero as little girls, or even maybe before we came here, maybe in past lives, that it wasn't okay to use the womb wisdom secrets. So it is a powerful time to be on the planet, and this is going to be a really powerful call. I'm going to go over the 10 pillars of womb wisdom manifestation. So you're going to get a whole lot of little secrets and bits and bobs, and you're going to walk away with some homework to start playing with your womb. So before we really get started, I wanted you to have an understanding that this class is actually really about setting intentions for your time at Aphrodite University. So you can be listening to this call. You can find the recording to it and re-listen to it as many times as you want. You might want to go back. So having a journal out right now, this is going to help you to really set a foundation for some intentions. And the more specific you can be with the universe and write things down, there's even a book I never read, but I remember 10 years ago I heard the title. It said something like, write it down and manifest your dreams. And I said, you know, I'm in China. I don't have access to English books, but I feel like I just read that entire book. So I started writing down my desires, and I realized that I'd been doing that before, and whenever I did that, they would come true. And when I started writing things down more and more consciously, it's like, whoa, this shit really works. So starting to write things down, and I recommend during this class to really let your womb speak first and then write it down. Or as you're journaling, as you're writing, really plugging into your womb space. And I'll also fondly call the womb wisdom, I'll call it pussy power. And they're really one and the same thing. They're slightly different locations, but they're really part of the same technology that brings bliss together with human material, calling the starlight down from the heavens to create, whether it's life, whether you're creating a little baby, or you're creating a new big idea, a blissness, an intention to attract something or someone or a bunch of people to your life, your pussy power, your womb wisdom is a phenomenal tool. And essentially, I believe that a lot of the big movers and shakers on the planet would probably behoove themselves to study a bit about how they work with their wombs. And obviously, I'm talking about the women. And I'd say that men could actually benefit from it in a different way. And I'm not as able to access the downloads and secrets of the way that men manifest. And I'm not particularly all that interested at the moment, at least. Maybe when I have a male child, I'll be curious. But basically, women around the world, we've been kind of following the male model. You can kind of see it in a lot of our female politicians or businesswomen. And as an esthetician, I worked as an esthetician for about 5 or 6 years, I would notice that a lot of the skin types of the women that were doing really big things, that they oftentimes had female adult acne around the mouth, which corresponds with the womb space in Chinese medicine, which I also studied Chinese medicine, nutrition, you would study this little map of how the body, the entire body, can be mapped out on the face. So the lower jowl, which is kind of the digestive organs, the womb area, that corresponds with below the nose. The nose kind of has to do with like the middle part of the body, the heart, kind of the third and fourth chakras. And then the upper part of the body, the throat and the head and all that, go into the forehead. So I would notice having these very high-end women that would come and get facials from me. They're big, powerful people, politicians and overachievers. And I would see, like, they're just running this male energy, and it's congested and creating inflammation in their wombs, and it was showing up on their faces, but I knew that it was throwing their hormones off, and they would often have health problems. They would often complain of not being able to sleep. And as a psychic, as an intuitive, I didn't really speak up at that time because my job was just to clean their skin. But what I realized is that powerful, wealthy women around the world, they're trying to follow a male model, and it's not working for them on their body level. Now, some of them were able to make lots of money and have success, but one, were they happy? No, I don't think so, at least not to the full extent. And two, what if they were to learn the secrets of womanifesting from their womb wisdom? Would they maybe be able to have more time for themselves? Yes, so the secrets of womanifesting from the womb space, the benefits of using these secrets, is you'll be able to manifest through magic. So you're not putting your nose to the grindstone. Things become easier. Say you create like this amazing marketing plan. When you infuse it with your womb wisdom, you're drawing the energy in. The yin energy, the female energy, we call yin in Chinese medicine. When you're embodying the yin, you're actually attracting like a bee to a flower. You are attracting possibility, wealth. So you're putting your marketing plan out there, you're going to get all this amazing, you know, response if you have it activated with your womb wisdom. If you're following the male model, the male energy has to go. And what does the male energy do? Well, he hunts. He chases. That's his nature. The yang energy is like sunlight. It pushes outward. It's light. It's bright. And so as a woman, if you're trying to chase, after a partner in your relationship or chasing after dates, or you're trying to chase after money, you are going to burn out. You are going to suffer from grief, depression, tumors, lumps, nodes. You're not in your flow. So these secrets to really help you tune into, first of all, your intentions and desires, because that's one piece of womanifesting from womb wisdom, is you have to really know what you're going through, what you're going for on a conscious level. You have to know your desire. And the second piece of it is really just to receive with the flow of the divine feminine. It's almost just like the ocean, like waiting for that perfect wave to surf on. You're not chasing it. You're not trying to tackle it. You're just allowing for it to show up. And when it's time, you'll get up on your board. And with practice, you'll get better and better at this, and your blissness at attracting the right people, at knowing who's a good, healthy lover or partner. So it can take some time to kind of like hone in on what exactly it is you want and sculpt that out and then get good at manifestation. So don't beat yourself up if you learn the secret, the law of attraction, and you're like, but it didn't work for me. I don't believe in that stuff, or I kind of believe in it, but I feel like something's missing. It does take time. So a little bit about my story is that I kind of have very powerful womb wisdom, and I have very powerful fear of it. And so it's gotten better. It's gotten a lot better. Oh my goodness. But I started off as almost like pretty much a tomboy. I know it's hard to believe that now with all the pink. And I would wear feminine clothes sometimes, but I basically wanted to be my brother. And I have a bigger brother. He's 2 years older. From a very young age, I started wearing his hand-me-downs. And, you know, sometimes I would wear my pink girly stuff too. But I wouldn't feel important. Like, I would feel like I was indulging in the pink, but when I was wearing the masculine clothes, the primary colors, or as we got older, like wearing black, I thought that was being really smart, and then that was being successful. And someday if I really just, you know, stuck to being basically like a dude, with long hair and maybe like, you know, breasts and lingerie, but basically just like trying to mimic the way that he did things and having a little sexy sprinkled on top of that, that I would be really happy, that I would be seen and I would be recognized, and particularly that I would be recognized by somebody that was a lot like my brother, because that's what happens when we're young. We have, I don't know if you know about this rule, but basically whatever you grew up with in your family, you associate that story with love until you consciously choose, like, that's not quite it. So, for example, some people, for them, growing up meant getting hit or getting screamed at or just being around people that were kind of angry. So that they would associate with familiarity and home and love. And so they grow up and they're like, okay, in my subconscious, that is the wisest, most wonderful thing. So I'm going to manifest that in my relationships. Or I'm afraid I'm going to manifest that, so I'm just not going to manifest anything, and I'm going to try not to date anybody and keep everybody away because that's what love is. So you can see that from a really early age, having an older brother who basically was kind of the king of my world, and would pick on me, and I thought he was just really cool. Growing up, I started to mirror that, and I really became this super successful. My brother ended up going to, at the end, like 3 Ivy League level schools, and it's great because that's part of why I'm opening Aphrodite University. I'm really into education, and I really enjoyed having a great education and trying to keep up with him. I was like, I gotta go to an Ivy League level school, and so I did that, and great things came out of it, and my body fell apart. I had extreme hormone imbalance, didn't have periods pretty much regularly until I was 25, 26. They were very, very irregular until I started getting twice a week acupuncture in China and getting on some major herbs, which is a gift because I got to learn how to repair my body and to see the power of plant medicine and how Western medicine is not always the answer. And I got to learn so much from that experience. But I still was missing secrets of how to manifest from a blissful womb-like space. Instead, I kept on going back with my nose to the grindstone, and every time I would try and get a job or focus on success or even get like a new boyfriend, I would come from a paradigm of I've got to be good enough for my dad and my brother, and from this masculine standpoint that the world is looking at me with, like this gaze. Instead of coming from the inside out, instead of coming from my bliss, I came from this punishment, this ego space, this lack, this fear that I would never be loved, and this need to prove it all to the world. So if you have been trying to create in your world and things haven't been just manifesting smoothly, womanifesting smoothly in this flow, you may be holding this patriarchal kind of karmic blueprint from many generations of many men and women. And over the last 100 years, women have basically been receiving the brunt of the male patriarchal pain, meaning we kind of stepped into the workplace and we became both the woman and the man overnight, essentially, women's lib. And we have been holding a lot of male pain in our wombs. Could that be why there's a rise in cancer rates? Why there's a lot of pollution on the planet? Why a lot of women's bodies are just kind of falling apart? There's a lot of stress-related diseases that are coming out, and you may notice that a lot of women who aren't maybe on an aware, conscious, alternative path, pretty much everybody's medicated. Instead of, you know, using plant wisdom or finding their own intuitive ways of healing, there is just this massive, like, we need to have this quick fix. And that's because we have transitioned so quickly and we have not yet awoken the womb wisdom. So we're going to do that today. And just honoring, let's just start this call with honoring both the feminine and also let's call in the energy of the masculine. The masculine who's been trying so hard to be approved, just like, you know, you and I probably growing up wanting to be approved of by people on our sports teams or our parents our brothers and sisters, that competition kind of masculine energy of, I'm good enough. Look at me, I'm good enough. And maybe not feeling good enough. Let's just honor that male energy that hasn't felt good enough, that hasn't felt lovable. And sometimes he gets violent and angry and controlling and overly rigid. And just say, thank you. We honor you. And we release the old way and replace it with the womb wisdom paradigm. And we may keep parts of the old masculine paradigm if it really fits and it's our bliss. And if not, we just let it go, knowing that it served us then. And now it's a new paradigm. Now I want you to go ahead and just draw your attention to your womb and also your entire female reproductive organs, your ovaries, fallopian tubes, your yoni, your labia. Like, it's amazing. It's like an incredible technology, biology, flower. Like, you go into the ocean and you're like, hey, that looks like my pussy. What's that? There's a sea creature there. It's like, what is this? Who created my body? And who created those sea creatures? Oh my gosh, I saw a sea creature about 2 weeks ago when I was snorkeling. I snorkeled for like an hour, totally burnt my back. I was like, I don't care. I have to do it. It's my last day. Like, I'm just going to make a prayer. It wasn't too burnt. It wasn't bad, but definitely went for the snorkeling. That was my biggest bliss in the moment. And I saw a sea creature that was like, you know how you just know something? And I knew it. I was like, okay, that guy is like prehistoric. Like, he is old. And he was about the size of a two-year-old, and I'm saying he because it felt, I don't know, probably didn't even have a gender, but he was somewhere between a huge centipede, a huge shrimp, and like a, I don't know, like a snail or something. So he had little legs and a shell and antenna, and his face, he like looked up at me and didn't have any eyes, but just had this circle mouth. And I was like, that was old school. So we're going to talk about the ocean, and there's going to be a connection to that point. But I just wanted to share that the universe is pretty crazy if you think about it. Like, what's up with that? Who designed our freaking genitals? Like, what is up with that? Like, the universe is doing all this stuff, and we don't even like necessarily like it. Sometimes I'm like, God, if I designed my own pussy, I would probably do it like this, you know? But what a gift, right? Like, we have this pleasure center and we get to manifest through it. So just being so grateful for having a womb when we haven't even discovered what she can do yet. So just feeling into like the mystery of it, like, where did she come from? I don't even know. Designer DNA, like, did someone make this for me? Was there intention? Was there some celestial body that was a part of it? Am I genetically modified by some aliens? What the heck? But realizing you have some organs that are able to create babies. Hello? That's crazy. There is an organ inside of you, and who knows, maybe you're not fertile, and that's totally okay. Maybe you are, maybe you're super fertile, and you're like, damn it, I'm too fertile. But just putting your hand on your womb and realizing that you come from a line of wise wombs, women that have been passing down this womb from the mother to the child, and that you opted in to be female. And you opted in to experience having a womb. Feeling into your womb vibration. Anchoring her to the center of the planet through the pussy, all the way down to the center of the earth. Sometimes I say pussy, sometimes I say yoni, and I'm kind of like, come on, let's just embrace the word. It's kind of like nigga or dyke. It's like, come on, pussy power, PU dollar sign Y. We've been talking about our vaginas like they are dark and dirty and terrible. I love being like, yeah, I'm a pussy. It's great. So if you're in a place where you can speak out loud, you can say, I have a pussy, and it's great. You can say it in your head if you can't say it out loud. Or maybe you can say it out loud, and everybody in the cafe turns their head, and they're like, whoa, good for you. Or maybe you live in an alternative community, and you just have all these people that are like, that's awesome, girl. I support that. That's what I hope for all of us someday. It's when we can say, I have a pussy, and people turn and they're like, you go, girl. Doesn't mean anything negative. It just means that you are proud of what your mama gave you. So let's just shake what a mama gave us, and let's just kind of like do a little wiggle and like a little belly dance and start to shake our womb in our yoni and connecting to the center of the planet. And let's start to bring up energy from the center of the planet through the yoni. Notice it's kind of sexual. It's kind of sensual. And that's part of being a woman. You're not a girl anymore. We screen to make sure that all of our Aphrodite University students are over age 18. Well, 16 if they have a GED, but let's go ahead and just be like, okay, it is okay to be sexual. It's okay to be sensual. It's okay to be not sexual, whatever you feel. Just allow the energy to enter up into the very center of your womb, all the way from the center of the planet. And this is just kind of a foundation meditation that we do at Aphrodite University quite often, is bringing up womb wisdom from Gaia, Mama Earth, to the womb wisdom in Amanda or Jane, Josephine, whatever woman is here either on the call or in future meditations, just really knowing that this is a powerful tool that you can use, that there's a crystalline center of the planet, and through gravity we know how to find it, and our womb wisdom is always connected with her, and that's how we have babies. We connect with her in energetic pole, with our energetic pole, and we bring down life from the stars. Awesome. So just feeling into the technology and the water, the sacred geometry that maybe isn't totally symmetrical, but there is some sacred technology and geometry going on in your womb space. There is this flower energy and these different biological organs that were designed by divine design, and there's energy and electricity in there. And there's also just this water, this primal basic structure, and water is made up of H2O, as you know, and there is an electron in there, so it creates these little star tetrahedra, these little Star of Davids when they connect together, or these they get in big lattices and they create honeycomb shapes. And so in our womb, we have little honeycomb shapes all over our womb. We have water in there. We also have blood and different cells and things, but primarily, the energy in our womb area is water. So, and actually in our entire bodies, maybe our hair and our fingernails are a little bit less and our bones are a little bit less, but most tissues and organs in our body are about 70% water. And so feeling into the fact that you parallel the ocean and you come from the earth and the earth comes from the stars and you come from all of that. You're not separate. Great. So that's pretty profound, right? Like, that's pretty big to realize that you, this tiny person that worries about herself or worries about her family and friends and how to pay the bills and what she's going to do in life and all these little worries, and it's like on a galactic giant level, you are a beautiful little stardust speck compared to like the massive energy that's there. And you're a microcosm paralleling this other macrocosm. So whatever you do in your world shifts that bigger world. So you are important. You are sacred. You are a goddess of the macro goddess. I almost said magma goddess. You're like a little tiny droplet of the volcano, the volcano of lava, levin. We each have our own little volcanoes that can erupt and be sexual, which is pretty cool. I think it's neat how Mother Nature even gets to erupt through us, and there's this little parallel, and sometimes I'm like, hey, my boobs look like mountains. They really do. And so just noticing, maybe this week a good homework assignment is noticing how your body parallels Mother Nature. Maybe there's some things there that you haven't realized. Sometimes I'm like, oh, yeah, my really hairy legs, they kind of just look like grass. Sometimes I think grass is a little bit more attractive, which is why I like to wax, but so is life. So we're going to go over now the 10 pillars of womanifesting with womb wisdom. And the first one actually is something I've already shared a bit, is the ocean. So the ocean, main point of the ocean is to realize that the ocean is a storage device of what? Of memory. So the ocean is made of the water molecules, like I said. Your womb is made of these water molecules. And the water molecules form the flower of life, sacred geometry, also known as the Merkaba, and they basically are the same thing. One is more of a linear drawing of it, and then the flower of life is a circular drawing of it. But it's basically, and you can look up the word Merkaba, and it's Merkaba, sometimes spelled with an H at the end. That's Merkabah. And it's something like light chariot vehicle. I forget what it stands for. I should know. I talk about it all the time. And I channel the Merkaba, and I kept on hearing Merkaba, Merkaba, Merkaba about 5 years ago. And I was like, who the hell is Merkaba? And I went online, and I was like, oh, that's that shape I see. So definitely in my ancient memory. But basically, the Merkaba is the same. It kind of looks like, it basically looks like a Star of David. If you know the, everybody knows the Jewish Star of David. Actually, the history of the Merkaba goes way before Judaism was even conceived, and the Merkaba is three-dimensional, and it's basically like two star tetrahedra, meaning pyramids with four sides, three-sided, so basically four triangles connected, and then there's another one that goes through the top, so you have basically a three-dimensional Star of David, and that is the vehicle that stores memory in a microchip in your computer. It stores memory in your water in your womb. It's very primordial, and it's the basis of the Hebrew alphabet, the ancient Hebrew alphabet. The modern Hebrew alphabet is a bit distorted, just as most languages over time get a little bit distorted. And you know, we're living on Earth, and Earth has a tendency to get creative, and you know, it's just things are a little bit off sometimes. We go through historical events that create darkness. Anyways, the ancient primordial language of light and sound is completely undisturbed, obviously. It's just a primordial basis. So we don't necessarily ever get to completely experience this on Earth, at least not right now, because we're experimenting with polarity, which is like, oh, what's it like to live in a world where you're not babysat by God, goddess energy all the time, where things can kind of go wrong. Like, that's exciting, right? There's this creativity. Earth is organic. It's nature. So behind everything on the planet, basically, are these sacred structures. And the womb has the most basic hologram, the most basic blueprint of the Merkaba. So when you meditate using the Merkaba, it doesn't matter what size Merkaba you use, because the Merkaba repeats itself. So it's almost like, well, if I choose a triangle that's tiny or small, you can make it up of many tiny little triangles. So that's where the hologram gets fun. So you can meditate using a Merkaba and putting a Merkaba inside your womb, and you can use and spin the Merkaba to clear any energy and old memory that's in there. And just the energy of the Merkaba itself, it's what's called crystallizing. So the first pillar was the ocean and just really embracing the Merkaba and memory. The second pillar of manifesting is using tools to crystallize memory. So using the flower of life, using the Merkaba, this is going to crystallize. And I'm going to give you a couple of tools, like using crystals, using flower essences. So there are a couple of crystals that are particularly potent for clearing your womb wisdom. My favorites, I'm just going to name two or three. One is rose quartz, and it's a love stone. Love conquers all. You can place the heart-shaped rose quartz on your womb, and it can clear out old. You can do whatever shape you like, but especially the heart chakra energy, it can clear out any sexual trauma or past relationships. So you want to allow the rose quartz to inhale. Imagine the rose quartz sort of inhaling the crisis energy or the past energy. And you can take the rose quartz and you can give it a bath in ocean water or in salt water just for a second or two, and then rinsing the stone off. I believe salt water may, if you leave it overnight, may tarnish or may change the color of the stone. So just using it very briefly. And then another stone that I personally like a lot, because it's my birthstone, is the garnet. And the garnet is sort of the fiery stone, the sex stone is what it's known as, and it stabilizes energy devoted to accomplishing your soul purpose. It's really connected to strengthening the root chakra, and it heightens your sexual energy and increases fertility. And then amethyst is a purifier, and it transmutes negativity. Amethyst is that nice, soft, lavender-colored stone, and it also relates to the heart chakra, and it opens light up. Good for discernment. So if you are dating partners, or even if you're looking for soulmate clients and you're using the rose quartz is very, very opening. And the amethyst is going to help make sure that your heart's not too open. It's not blindly open to the wrong person or soulmates. So I recommend, if you're using the rose quartz for any great length of time, to use amethyst. And amethyst is also really great for transition periods. And it also reduces the feeling of being victimized. So it's a way to be really in your feminine energy and tune into self-love and a gentle source of self-empowerment. So you can experiment with all kinds of crystals, placing them on the womb and seeing what feels right. Crystals crystallize water. Any silica-based crystals will restore the structure of water. So just know that you can't really go wrong with placing crystals in water. You can look it up on the web if you're not sure. Certain crystals, like I believe it's turquoise, can kind of get ruined in water. But you can just research it, and you can usually kind of intuit as well. So the third pillar of woman manifesting from the womb is really embracing emotion. So I love women when they cry publicly. Like, it makes me so excited that that's becoming more and more acceptable. Women's emotions and women's bodies really are undulating waves. And part of manifesting, well, manifesting, is to realize that things are going to come in waves. My clients have always come in waves. My money has always come in waves. When I try and force it and make it all the time, like, oh, my God, I have to make this amount of money every month. If I've made, you know, I had a month where I made $15,000, and then the next month I made about half of that, and I was like, no, that's not fair. You know, I was on this roll, and things were going up. And it's like, well, that's part of the wave process. And you can keep going up and up, but it's going to wave back down as it goes. It's kind of like a roller coaster that keeps going up towards the sky, but you have to expect that emotions and money and even opportunities, and even like when you have the most quote-unquote stable marriage and everything is like, you know, perfect, all of a sudden your kid's going to like chip their tooth, or there's going to be some kind of emotional thing that comes up from your inner child's energy. Or the journey is just to embrace the wave. So stepping into your divine feminine essence and really being a holder of the divine feminine light, this is a new path. You're stepping into this now, and women around the world have not been walking this path for thousands of years. So just really having a lot of patience for yourself, realizing that this is going to be a little bit new and sometimes even messy, sometimes really scary. Like last Sunday's call, those of you attended, I talked about how it's perfectly okay and perfectly awesome to be afraid, because it means that you're on track, you're taking big enough leaps and goals, and it's not about avoiding fear. It's about just like accepting it and making it kind of as fun as possible and even laughing at the fear. So your emotions are connected. Fear is one of your emotions. It's going to be probably a bigger one. And just realizing that fear is going to come in waves, and to just ride that. The fourth pillar of woman manifesting is really to go in flow time. So there's sometimes been times in my life where I've tried to force things, like I really want this to happen now. And when I try and force it, something will blow up, like my car will blow like a tire, or my body will blow out, or a friendship of mine will all of a sudden get really hairy and like, ooh, man, you know, I thought that I was really able to count on this person. All of a sudden there's this big thing happening. So when you're living in flow in your life and you're paying attention to signs, synchronicities, and most of all, the feeling of feeling good. When you follow a feeling of feeling good, so that's the most simple thing. And that's probably, I would even write that down, the biggest tool to help womanifest from your womb wisdom everything that you want, whether it's a seven-figure salary or a really delicious thing to eat, something really simple and small. It's go with what feels good. Go to the next step and say, does this feel good, or am I doing it because I should? So is it a should or is it a good? That's a good question to ask yourself. If you're doing something because you feel you should, your mom thinks it's a good thing. Or because people from your college do it that way. I know a lot of the people that went to my college, they all went to law school, and I felt like I should do something like that, and I should be someone like that. And it's like, but that didn't feel good. So I followed my good, and after a time, after things crystallized and cleansed, it's like, wow, I've manifested a life where I'm getting paid more than $500 an hour to live in my bliss, and my friends are all like losing sleep, losing hair, losing precious hours of their day working at these cubicles, like pushing papers, and sure, they're making money, but they don't have to do it that way. There's so many other ways, but they just couldn't see that, and I send them love and light and honor their path, and I also am like, come, join me. It doesn't have to be hard. So flow and flow of feeling good will help take you to the next step. An example of flow and feeling good is I went to an event that felt really good for me because my friend invited me, and I love her little baby, and she said, you know, just take notes for me when I go out to breastfeed. And I said, okay, I'll come to this event. That's cool. It was paid for. It was at this beautiful hotel, all these cool people. And I ended up hiring my coach. This was about a year or two ago. And I hired this big name coach, and her program was $16,000, and I'd never paid that amount of money. And yet it felt so good. Like, I was like, I know I'm supposed to do this. I know when I saw her, I just kept on like turning my head and like cranking my neck to see her at the back of the room. And I kept on wanting to go over there and ask her questions, and what is she doing? There's just this magical feeling I had. So the flow is just that magical feeling you have, following your yes. So there are going to be times where there are little dark pockets in your aura where your flow has gotten maybe a kink in the hose, or maybe even there's a demonic, I would call it like a demon, an entity or an energy that came in, say at age 5, that said, you can't be in your flow, you have to go to school, or maybe there's just a moment in your life where everything, your world kind of got turned upside down. Maybe there was some scary event that happened or a trauma. A lot of things, you know, inner children are still carrying today. We can't remember where they came from. But so it's going to be a practice to be in your flow. So really feeling into your womb when you're like, I don't know what my yes is. I don't know. I can't tell. I know you're like this sometimes. You're like, I don't know what I want today, or I don't know if I should do this. I don't know if I should go to Burning Man, or I don't know if I should, you know, invest in this big expensive program, or but like there's a part of you that's like, I do know the answer. Behind the I don't know, I do know the answer. So you can put your hand on your womb, breathe in, feel into your pussy power, and you can even envision something inside of your womb. Like, is it a flower or is it like a thumbs down sign? What does your womb say? So allowing to hear the flow, your yes or your no, your good or your, what was it that I said? your good or your should, and just being able to see what psychic images come up in your womb. So if it's a should, it's going to be like, thumbs down. If it's a good, it's going to be like, ooh, yeah. You even just maybe just have a feeling or a color will come to mind. Whatever it looks like or feels like, just ask some questions there. So the fifth pillar of woman manifesting is to really embrace the waves and to embrace the energy of the orgasm, the ocean, wave-like sound. You can listen to ocean waves. You can do meditations to ocean waves. You can dance in wave-like undulations. Belly dancing will activate your womb wisdom. The word wave is a key to womb wisdom. The sixth pillar is organic. Organic energy, meaning that you don't edit yourself. You clear out the shoulds. You can see that in the way that I do my blissness and also the way that I write, the way that I speak to people. I'm basically kind of a channel all the time. I have some structure, and structure I really do appreciate you, masculine structure, you hold me, but I often tangent off of structure and I'm just in this organic space. So really, I want to give you full permission that you can create your six or seven figure blissness. You can create a stable, grounded life, relationship, practice, healing practice, whatever it is. And it doesn't have to be, I wake up at 6 o'clock and I do 45 minutes of yoga every day and it has to be like this. It can be. It can be that crystalline, but it does not have to. Allowing the organic mysteries of your womb consciousness to flow you through your day in their wave-like undulations, allowing your emotions to guide you, your good versus your should, bringing through the energy of the ocean, allowing crystalline energy, using the flower of life, or even using flower essences. You can pick flowers, put them in bowls, have crystals nearby. This will activate your womb wisdom. So we are going to go to the seventh pillar, which is bliss. Such a basic portal to activate the womb wisdom is bliss. So whatever bliss means for you. Today I came back from ecstatic dance, which is obviously very ecstatic and blissful. And this morning it was like a 2-hour yummy dance ritual. And I left a little Facebook post of a picture of the community. And it's just really loving and beautiful music and people happy dancing. And there were moments where I was like, ooh, I'm trying to look good and this doesn't feel like my bliss. I just want to look like I don't care. I don't want to care. And so I let go of trying to look good. And, you know, I have this cute little outfit. My inner child loves to wear a dress up and be like, look how cute I am. So I was like, okay, you got to have your moment where you look cute. But now let's let mama feel good. So I just started to, like, I would call it like dancer bait. Like I was like masturbating my bliss in through my entire body. Not sexual, but just like, yes, the music. You know what I'm talking about? I think you know what I'm talking about. I think all of us are very sensual women at Aphrodite University. So really using your bliss to guide you, that good versus the should, but really like celebrating your bliss and marrying your bliss. So committing to your bliss, even if you have, like my family was very anti-bliss. They would look at me and say, why are you putting the only money you own into going to Burning Man and Hawaii and Bali in a year where you made $4,000? And somehow I manifested a trip to Hawaii. I mean, it was all crazy. I don't know. Like, I'm just a womanifester. I was able to manifest very, very well when I was the super poorest. I remember one day I was like, I need a new wardrobe. And literally outside there was like $2,000 worth of designer clothes, if not probably $3,000 worth of designer clothes. And I was like, this is so weird. And I'm going to Bali in like 2 weeks. And it's all kind of tropical designer clothes. And I have the cutest dresses. Oh my goodness. So the womb wisdom, it gets amplified when you are happy. Your emotions have to be high. So even if you're like this ball busting businesswoman, you're not going to be tuning into your total womb wisdom potential, you're not going to be having the money coming through to its fullest because you're not actually in your bliss. So bliss tools, obviously, kind of obvious ones, is anything that brings an orgasm. This could be any kind of sexual exchange with your beloved or a beloved. It could be masturbation, meditation with consciousness, and it could just be energetic bliss. I also find raw chocolate is very blissful for me. There are a lot of different foods that are very blissful, being in nature and like just dancertating in a group of people or alone, just following your bliss. And I think about dancertating, like it doesn't have to be dancing, just making life like this lifelong masturbation of bliss, not physical, obviously. And obviously since I was age 14, I just love to talk about sex, if you couldn't tell. But basically, I love following a bliss wave, whether it's a conversation or you're at a festival and you're like, okay, I want to find the next person to talk to. Or even if you're at like a stiff wedding, if you go to like a family engagement and you're like, oh, all these old people and they're not from my soul tribe, you can follow your wave of bliss. And you will, once you commit and you set the intention, you will flow from bliss to bliss to bliss. One example would be you find the most delicious dried pear in the salad and you're just like wanting to moan because it tastes so good. And then after that, you look across the room and there's somebody wearing this color dress that you're just like, wow, like look at that beauty. And then a kid walks by and you're just like, oh my God, that's the cutest little four-year-old. Like look at those cheeks and oh my gosh, I can't wait to have my own. And you start fantasizing about that. And then somebody makes a speech that makes you want to cry and you're like, oh, my emotions are so good. And then you're just feeling better and better. And it's because you've married your bliss. So you're going to have an entire blissful lifestyle. And when the lower vibrational stuff comes up, like the storm comes or, you know, you get your period and you're all crampy, it's like you'll have tools. You'll have a higher vibrational field already and you'll just be ready to ask, where's my bliss? How can I find my bliss? And sometimes there are going to be storms. There's going to be shit storms. There's going to be stuff that goes down, but you're going to pass through it much quicker. Like, you know, 2 weeks ago when I was like, oh my God, I don't even know how to set up the systems for Aphrodite University. And my virtual assistant kind of like disappeared because she got really deathly ill and her whole family was. And I was like, okay, I seriously have so much pressure that I'm about to pass out. I don't know what to do. And all I did is I said, wait a minute, I got to walk the walk. What is my bliss right now? And my bliss was just to email my online business manager and say, I need more time. I need to go snorkeling and I need to eat some coconuts on the beach. And I'm not ready to do it this week. And we need to like just procrastinate a little bit. And so I ended up launching a week later than expected, which probably on the professional end of things isn't, you know, the best thing, but it was like I knew that my soulmate clients would want me to do that, and I knew that my fake clients and counterfeit clients would be like, you said you're going to launch on the 21st, and so I love that we're at this time where we can listen to our wombs. And what if we lived in an entire world where women and men were like, okay, my dearest, whatever feels good for your womb, I will honor that. You know, that's the most important thing. Instead of trying to crunch things in and have these things called deadlines, I started to call them due dates. So in your blissness, whatever due dates you have, you can write them down. But if your body doesn't let you, I mean, I was starting to get sick because I was like, oh, I'm trying to force this out. It's not the timing. It's not the flow. And then when I did get in the flow, it's like I'm starting to produce work so fast. It's like coming out of my butt. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't type fast enough. This is so great. So I really just want to encourage you to follow your flow and know that when there's a dry spell, it will be followed by a wave. The biggest dry spells bring tsunamis in. So get ready. This eighth pillar is intuition and the goddess of heart space. So really to will manifest from the womb wisdom, you're going to have to start using your, and have to, that sounds so negative, and like, you get to, oh my gosh, it's amazing, you get to start using your intuition and really validating your intuition. When you get to the master level as a high-heeled priestess, you will start to use intuition on a daily basis and even like an all the time basis. And it's just so easy. When I was new at this and when I was just starting to wake up, intuition was like 50%. And then the rest of it was kind of fog or self-doubt or like, ooh, that was dumb. I don't know. So really giving yourself credit, it takes time. It'll get clearer and clearer. It's a practice. Sometimes you will make mistakes, and sometimes it will lead to heartbreak. Sometimes it will lead to loss of money. Sometimes it will lead to loss of sanity or reputation, because you'll make big leaps and it'll turn out that that's not quite what you needed in that moment. But the good thing about that is you're going to grow and learn and stretch, and it'll make you so much stronger. Whatever heartbreak you have, it will break you open. And whatever monetary loss or whatnot, even little things like 2 years ago, my dog ended up getting scratched by a skunk in her eyeball, which was horrible because she came back and I was the one that was like, go and get whatever it is making that noise, Hazel. And she came back and she was sprayed by a skunk and I didn't even realize it until the middle of the night, but she had this giant laceration in her eye. She couldn't open it. And at that point, I had not started my blissness yet, and I didn't have money coming in, and I was like, crap, how am I going to pay for this? It's going to be expensive. Pet care is this is expensive as human care. And so I was beating myself up. Why didn't I follow my intuition that said, don't open the door? This is not a good thing. And then part of me was like, this will be fun. I'll let her get the animal she wants to. And so what I learned is that my higher self was actually saying, Amanda, you want to be financially stable enough that if there's an emergency, you just put it on your credit card and you pay off that credit card right away. So it really was a gift. And so what happened is a month after that, my income skyrocketed. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I feel so much better now that I know that I need to have a big cushion and I need to be making money on a regular basis so I can take care of my daughter. Slash, she's my dog, but she's also my daughter. So intuition is a very, very key thing to cultivate, and prayer, meditation, relaxation, and just laying there with music on. I really recommend like the Snoopy ears, I call them. They're the headsets that I can't explain. You know what I'm talking about, like DJs and producers. They listen to them. They're not the internal ones that are like the iPhone headsets, but they're actually the fancier kind. And you can buy them for like $20. There's probably different qualities. I know a lot of sound producers will have like $500 ones, but probably just to start off with, you can find something for $20. And listening to cosmic celestial music that you can find on SoundCloud or Pandora or different meditation music that you can find is going to be super duper powerful for your meditation. And like I said, you can even use water meditation music. There's all kinds of dolphin sounds and things like that that will activate the womb space. But anything that blisses you out is going to be good. So the pillar number 9 is dream building. And dream building is so important. So this is really 2 homework assignments this week, if you so please. And I'm actually going to call them fun work, because we don't really do anything that's not fun. It doesn't be homework. So fun work is to write down your dreams and desires. And that is such an important thing. Write down your dreams and desires that you would like to achieve and receive while you're at Aphrodite University. So if you're planning to be here for a year for the MBA program, or we have our BA program is closer to around 3 years, and our PhD program is going to be around 4 years. So the dream building that you will be doing in the next year, start journaling what you'd like to receive and achieve for this year. And then also, you can do a second journal assignment of 5 to 10 years out from now. What would you like to receive and achieve 5 to 10 years out from now? And just writing it down, like I said, is so powerful. One example is I wrote down I wanted to be in Los Angeles in television or radio or something like that. And this was, I think, maybe a year ago or 2 years ago. And just kind of put it on the shelf and was like, oh, whatever. And it's so crazy because now that I've been kind of out there and about there for the last year or two, I just have two big name TV producers contact me, and I have an appointment tomorrow and then one the following week. And it's like, okay, if this is really what I want, then this will be my opportunity to check it out. Maybe I'm not ready for it. Maybe it's not what I really want, but at least through the law of attraction, I've manifested what I need to see if I want it. So just because you write down your dreams doesn't mean it's exactly what you want. It may be that you get what you want. You're like, close, but no, I'm going to want something else. And I've seen this a lot, especially with twin flame attraction. People will write down they want this and this and this, and they'll get that. It'll blow up, and they're like, of course I didn't want that. That was like totally the patriarchal old, you know, prove it to me model. But what I really want is a guy that just completely understands me, and like it's easy, and they'll tweak and they'll twist their desires list. So the key to doing your homework assignment, the fun work of dream building, to really build your dreams, writing down your intentions and desires, is to feel into that womb space. So as the pen hits the paper, come from the place of the womb space, envision the ocean womb holding the flower of life, or the Merkaba, the Star of David, and you can go ahead and look at sacred geometry online. We'll be doing some more classes on sacred geometry, but just to kind of get an idea of what the image looks like if you've not seen yet a flower of life. I'm sure you have, but if you don't know exactly what it is, you can just look up flower of life, sacred geometry, or Merkaba, sacred geometry, and really just channel that energy through your arm, your hand, as you put the pen to the paper and allow your dreams to come through. The next and the final pillar to womanifesting from the womb space, but it's really true that the goddess on the planet has been coming from a wound in her womb. There has been a lot of trauma and pollution and abuse that has gone on in our ocean of our emotions, of our flow, in our waves, in our organic bliss. And we've had a lot of sprays, pesticides, control, raping, and pollution happening there. But that's all going to be crystallized. We're crystallizing that by rising the divine feminine energy and by commanding from our wombs what we are here to manifest. So this is so important. The last step from your womb to manifest is to be in a realm of grounded fantasy. Literally, we are grounded fantasy, right? The fantasy world, the heavens. We came down from the heavens, down into our mother's wombs, little sparks of light. We were conceived from a seed and a womb, but that light that we are, fallen from the star, is what sparked the match. So the seed can penetrate into the womb space, into that egg, and fertilize her. So that fantasy, that star that we are, that magic, is very important. So honoring a practice of magic, whether it be some practice that you have, some ancient Wiccan tradition, or just making it up. I mean, I personally believe that magic is magic. You don't need to use an eye of newt, or you don't even need to use anything. Chinese medicine discovered acupuncture because they had no medicine. And so they astral traveled. They saw constellation bodies on the meridians of people, and they would see, oh, we need to hit this point. We need to either press or take a needle and stab it into this area, and that's what's going to heal the very sick person right now. So whether you're using herbs or you're using points on the body, you're using just pure intention and prayer. You could use crystals, you could use altars, you could use candles, flowers. All of that enhances the magic, but the bottom line is you are the magi. You are the magic. And you are holding the womb, the marine womb, the ocean of ancient wisdom. The Magdala, the Marie, the Miriam, the Mare, I am. Mare in Italiano means ocean, or in Spanish it's mar. So you are the mar. You are the ocean. You are the emotion. And the more that you allow your fantasy, your bliss, your dreams, your intuition, your organic waves of flow, ecstasy, emotion, and flower into your oceanic womb, the more swiftly and blissfully you can create your desires manifested on this planet. And that creates the Isis unveiled, the true risen goddess who has released the veil that has been upon our psychic eyes for so many thousands of years. So we are near complete with the Womb Wisdom class, and I just wanted to offer you the two fun work assignments, and then I'll open for any questions you may have, and I'll do my best to answer them. But the first homework assignment, the fun work assignment, is to journal part A and part B. Part A is, what are you here to achieve and receive? What desires are you here to receive and achieve while you're at Aphrodite University? And what are you here to receive and achieve 5 to 10 years out from now, within that time frame? The final part two of the fun work assignment, if you decide you want to do something beyond just the journaling assignment, which may be enough for you, the second step would be to create a womb wisdom altar for your time while you're at Aphrodite University. So you can gather flowers, you can place essential oils, you can be very creative, you can take photographs or anything that you like with candles and crystals and tapestries, bowls of fruit, anything that represents the ocean, emotion, flow, organic bliss, your intuition, any jewelry that you like. And I love just kind of letting my altars flow. Like, I will have a piece of jewelry and I'll put it on there, and then the next day I'll take it off and I'll put a picture of an angel, and then I'll take that off and I'll take dried flowers, and then I'll take that off. And it's like, if you come to my place, everything's different all the time. And the last thing is that I often travel, and so I don't really have a lot of space or whatnot in my luggage. And I still will manifest altar items, like I'll go for a walk and find these beautiful flowers, or I'll have my jewelry and turn that into an altar item, or my sarong or my handkerchief or whatnot, or even just a beautiful color that will work as well. So you can just let your flow in your womb wisdom altar flow. All right. So, I am going to, okay, so the way that you raise your hand is to press star 2. So if you have any questions or if you have any shares that you want to share about your womb wisdom, I would welcome you to press star 2, and then you'll raise your hand. You'll have your hand raised by hitting star 2, and then I will answer your questions. So if you just want to say hello or there's any questions you have, now is your chance. And if there is nobody that wants to go, because I'm seeing that we are dead. So you have about 5 more seconds, ladies, if you want to hit star 2 to ask any questions. Otherwise, my womb wisdom intuition says that we kind of drifted off into this blissful land, and that we can just honor that time and space. And so I'm going to end the recording now and just send you a blessing, and then I'm going to, all right, so stopping the recording.